finishing up my home gym. It's a bit of a mess here, but I'm working on the floors. And as you see, I've stenciled my favorite quote, which is, believe and you will, well, it will say achieve. I haven't gotten there yet, tonight maybe. So believe and you will achieve. And this is what I'm going to be talking about today in the vlog. Gym's coming along. I can't wait because soon I will be vlogging from my gym all the time. You'll see, I'm gonna have a nice vlogging wall over here, and I'll be in this environment all the time talking to you guys. Hey guys, today we're talking about the quote, believe and you will achieve. So this quote to me is so super important on the mental side of getting fit. And that's a big side of it. Of course, I've talked about just doing and not thinking too much. But there's also the side where you're not going to do if you're not believing and having that thought in your heart. So believe and you will achieve is super true. I've seen it to be true in my own life. I've seen it to be true in other people's lives. I've seen it within the fitness realm, within career, within relationship stuff. So it's a really important thing to get through your head. Watching The Secret, as I've told you before, will help. It's all about manifestation and laws of attraction and stuff like that, which I super believe in. So I think a lot of people believe in these things. They believe, oh yes, believe and you will achieve and be positive and think you will get it and you will get it. I think it's easy to believe in these things, but then on a day-to-day basis, it can be super hard to make that really happen in your life, right? So really believe, really with every fiber of your being, believe that you're going to reach your fitness goals. Even for me, it's hard sometimes. Like, it is hard. Right now, I'm having a very difficult time getting workouts in and getting to the gym. And that often derails my whole fitness journey. You know, I start thinking, then I don't need to eat right. And that's such a bad thought, right? We've talked about that. Really, you should eat even better if you're not working out. But this is my personality type, and I'm definitely trying to work on that. But so sometimes I lose the belief that I can achieve it, even though I tell everyone else, and you know, and I know in my heart it's true. It can be hard on the daily, right? It's hard to just keep believing you're going to reach your goals, especially if you're not. So especially if you're at a point where you're at a standstill, or things aren't working, or you feel you don't have the time to put into your fitness journey, and you start losing faith in that belief. So this is what I want to talk about today, is the reality and trying to get that believing into your daily life. And even if you don't believe, how to fake it until you make it. So let's talk about all that. So for me, I often believe that I can achieve any fitness goal, as I have quite a few times, right? I've been pregnant, I've been overweight, I've been unhealthy, and then I've quickly got healthy and fit and yay. So it really, if you have a track record with it, it can be easier. But I'm not saying you need that. You don't need that. But if you have achieved fitness before, or gotten towards your goal before, it can be easier. Call upon that time and think, I did it that time, why can't I do it now? And don't blame age and all that. So I hear a lot, I don't want to get into excuses so much, but there are a lot of excuses when I tell people things like this. So often I say, well, you did it 4 years ago, you lost that weight. And even I say for myself, oh, I did it 8 years ago when I had my last child. And people will even say to me, see, people are good at undermining you somehow. They say to me, yeah, but you're older now and you have two kids and you're this, you're that. They give me all the excuses. So make sure people aren't convincing you you can't do something, because that can happen often. And people don't mean to. It just, you know, maybe they're not achieving their goals, and so they're saying things like that to you just out of, like, that's what they know. So whether it's someone else telling you or you telling yourself, often we tell ourselves, oh, I'm older now, you know, I have a thyroid issue. And all these things do contribute to making it a little harder, definitely. I'm not saying that those things, it's going to be so easy even though you're older and you have medical conditions and you have a bunch of kids and a family to look after. Of course it's going to be harder. It is going to be harder. But if you really want this, then it doesn't matter how hard it is. That makes it more exciting. Actually, yeah, that's something else I want to talk about. Just loving challenges, getting into that mindset of loving. Me and my friend were talking about how we love things that are hard. So we love that we take the hardest route. We're like, oh, I want that challenge. Like, that's what makes it exciting. I will talk about that on a future podcast, maybe this week. Taking that challenge and just thinking, yeah, it's going to be harder, but I can do it. Believing you can do anything, really, not just losing 10 pounds or losing 50 pounds. Just take on the world. Believe you can do everything you want to do. And, you know, that's going to take you far. So how do you believe? Because often people say, oh, it's nice to say that. Oh, yeah, believe and I will achieve. And also people starting New Year's resolutions. So at the start of the year, January, you know, the first week of January, everyone does believe they can achieve. They're so excited, and I love that energy. So I love a full gym in January, and I love everyone coming to me for weight loss advice in January. Some people think that's like, it's all the New Year's resolutioners. I love that. I love that energy. People are believing. They believe they can do it. They have a good attitude about it. They've wiped the slate clean, and they're ready for change. They're ready. I can do this. I'm gonna rock that bikini. I'm gonna look awesome this year. I'm gonna feel my best. And that's such a good energy. I love that. It's just keeping it going though. So at this point, we're February 1st now. So it's February 1st, and that's usually a few weeks ago, people started being like, this is hard. I don't know if I can do it. I've never done it before, or I'm older now. All the excuses start coming, and I hear them from a lot of my clients at this point, right? It's getting hard, you know, I don't feel like eating like this all the time, and I can't get to the gym, and I start hearing them all now. So this is the time of excuses. It's sad. So we have to get out of that. Pull yourself out of that. If you've been telling yourself, oh, well, you know, maybe it's not so important to lose those last 10 pounds, or, you know, you start making these excuses for yourself, or I can't do it because I have 5 kids, or I can't, you know, first of all, I think you should go and find people who are doing it. That can give you the strength. So there's always someone who has it harder that's doing it, that's killing themselves just doing it, like getting that awesome body. You know, there's people hate that no excuses mom, but you know, that really to me inspired me, and I think it inspired a lot of people that weren't hating on her. So she had the picture of her all fit, and she had a baby and 2 kids or something like that. I forget exactly what it was, but it wasn't very inspiring to me. Some people took it as mean to say, you know, what's your excuse or whatever. Maybe that wasn't the best way of wording it. But looking at that image to me really inspired me. Like, look, she has 2 kids. One of them's a baby and she's super fit. Like, and I'm not thinking, oh, I'm not yet. Sad me, blah, blah, blah. No, I'm thinking, wow, well, let me pick up myself now and move along and let that inspire me. Like, take everything as a positive, right? Don't look at that as like, she's saying, what's your excuse? Well, maybe I have a valid excuse and all this. I heard a lot of stuff. Maybe not everyone wants to look like that. Yeah, maybe they don't. But if you do, I find that very inspiring. Very inspiring. So things like that. So find someone who's done what you think you can't do, all those doubts in your mind. Find someone like online or a person you know, something like that. Sometimes that can help. Find that person. If it's someone you know, maybe talk to them, hang out with them, get in their headspace, see how they did it, right? If it's someone online, just read about them, look at their pictures, use that as inspiration. If it's something you've done in the past, you know, look back at how you did it. What was I doing? I did this when I had my last son 8 years ago. Yes, I was younger. I didn't have a thyroid problem. I didn't have this. I didn't have that. Yay. You know, I had free days. I was teaching a lot of fitness classes, so I was getting fitness in. But I looked back and I thought, you know what? I jogged with that jog stroller every day. That's something I could do right now. That's something I could be doing, and I'm not. So, you know, look back at what were you doing differently? I was eating super healthy. Sometimes I'm not now. You know, there's no, and a lot of people say, I don't have time to get fit. Well, and I'm not getting into all the excuses right now, but a lot of people are telling me no time, no time, no time to eat right, no time to, you know, exercise. Well, first of all, eating right really doesn't take more time than eating wrong. So, you know, eat right, make good choices. It doesn't have to be an elaborate diet, but just, you know what you should eat. don't eat Big Macs and cupcakes. We've discussed this, right? Doesn't take more time to eat healthy. You can just go get a salad with chicken on it if you're getting takeout. Just don't go to McDonald's maybe. Or if you go to McDonald's, get a salad there. It might not be the best, but it's better than a burger. So don't just give up on yourself, right? Keep believing, keep that faith, keep that excitement from January 1st, right? Keep on believing it. You can do this. You can do anything you set your mind to. As Eminem said, you can do anything you set your mind to, man. I'm going to do like an episode maybe talking about all the inspiration I get from rap music. Because there's so many lines in rap songs that I tell myself over and over to keep myself going on my plan. It's really funny. I'll do that soon. So yeah, use anything to get you fired up and excited. Believe and you will achieve. Really believe. I think a lot of the problem sometimes after the new year, people stop believing that they can do what they've set out to do. They stop because it gets hard. And then they're like, maybe I can't do this. And they might not say that, but in their mind there's a switch and they start thinking, I don't think I can be that, you know, Victoria's Secret model look. Or I don't think I can do a fitness competition. You know, you start doubting yourself. But if you keep believing, then anything is possible. And like, I feel like the opportunities are endless if you keep believing. And what if you don't get there? Okay, maybe you don't get there, but you get pretty close to there. And you know, that's awesome. Like, you're better off than if you're sitting there not believing in yourself. So believe and you will achieve. This is my message to you today. Please, please take it and get fired up. How can you do it on a daily basis? Find people who have done it. Find people that have way more stuff in their life than you, and they're still getting fit and living that lifestyle. Visualization is a big thing, right? So visualize yourself at that end point. What is it? How does your body look? How do you feel? What's going on in your life? Are you feeling super invigorated after workouts every morning? Are you eating super clean so your stomach isn't giving you any issues anymore? Like, what is it that you're feeling? Like, really have a mental picture of your life once you've gotten to the point that you're thinking of getting to. So keep that goal in mind. Keeping goals in mind is important. Have that vision board. When you wake up, look at it. When you go to bed, look at it. Have your goals in mind that you can just spit out anytime you want, long term, short term. All these things I've told you through the past few weeks, you know, really use all that. And just believe. Just have a positive attitude. Believe. And you will achieve all your goals, not just fitness, everything. I can't wait to hear how that's all going. Leave comments below this video and let's chat about all your goals and everything you're believing you can do. So get back on that excitement of January 1st, you know, all that New Year's resolution excitement that you had. And if you didn't, if you skipped over that, then let's get it right now. It's February 1st. Let's have February 1st. Every month you should reignite that excitement. You know, look through stuff that inspire you. You know, go to the gym. You know, hang out with like-minded people. Eat healthy. Just keep eating healthier and healthier and get into that, you know, lifestyle and loving it. You need to brainwash yourself into it. Just get into it. And I promise if you truly believe in your head and then you take the action, you know, you can't just believe and then lay back and do nothing, obviously. But believing will cause you to go to the gym. It will cause you to act in ways that are going to get you to that goal. So believe and you will achieve. It's not just a cheesy slogan or whatever. It's a really important thing in life in general. So figure out how you can get really believing in your mind that you will achieve this goal, okay? That's the big thing. It's not just, oh, I'm gonna believe and I will achieve. No, you need to figure out how you can do that in your mind all the time. Just on a daily basis. How will you keep yourself believing, like really believing? And if you don't believe already, fake it till you make it. Just pretend you believe. Like, I believe I can do this crazy hard goal, right? It might be insane to think about. If it's too insane, sometimes you can't believe it. So you need to just believe it. Just believe. Believe you can lose that 100 pounds. Believe you can lose that last 5 pounds. Sometimes that's the hardest. So I'm excited for you all. I'm believing that I can achieve all my goals, and I hope you are too. And if you're not, get on it. February 1st, let's make it February 1st. resolutions. So they can be the same as your January 1st, but just reignite that excitement. The gyms are a lot less packed, you know, get in there and do what you want. There's no excuse, no excuses, and believe. Thanks, guys. We'll talk tomorrow.